This is Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. I have been covering the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, and now I would like to give you an opinionated wrap-up of Apple's hits and misses. Siri leads the list. Now, Siri, of course, is Apple's personal digital assistant that butted jokes for 6 years. Apple has been surpassed by both Amazon and Google in the race for voice computing lead, and Apple had a chance to pull out its big guns and really, really beef up Siri to take on both Amazon Echo and the Google Assistant at the Worldwide Developers Conference. It didn't do that. Based on its presentation and the announcement of a new speaker, which features amazing sound first and Siri integration second, I'm going to have to call Apple's feeble attempt at improving Siri the biggest miss of WWDC. I mean, yes, the new Siri is going to have inflections in her voice. She'll be able to translate some foreign phrases and offer us several options to queries instead of one. Amazon has 12,000 skills that are available for the Echo. The Google Assistant is so full-featured, it's not even in the same category as Siri. Siri is a fine number two for day-to-day tasks. Apple had the chance to take it to another level, and it failed. Apple Pay. Now, this is a new service that lets you pay your friends by sending a text message. There are several apps that let you do that now, but when Apple brings this to the iPhone and you can just click a button, which is in your iMessages, you don't have to worry about signing up for an app. You don't have to worry about linking your bank account because it's already there. That is a big win for Apple. Now, hardware, they introduced new iPads and new iMacs. They look cool, they're big, they're sleek, and they're ultra powerful. It was the power that Apple spent most of the time talking about. I can hear you out there. Who cares? The iPad has plenty of power. Do I really need more? My iMac has been running for 5 years very well. I've never felt the need for more power. So I'd say both of those are a miss. Augmented reality. Apple introduced a new AR kit. Now, these are software tools for app developers to bring augmented reality to their apps instead of having to build them from scratch. So the developers I spoke to were very excited about this. AR, of course, is when you can superimpose a digital image over a real one. There's huge implications for gaming and for businesses. So, for instance, you go to a furniture store, you pull out a picture of your living room on your phone and you superimpose the couch over the living room. Voila, AR. Do not disturb. This is a new Apple feature that'll come out to the iPhone later in the fall, and it lets you opt in to turn your screen dark while you're driving. No text messages, no notifications. It's political theater because it sounds great, but it's an opt-in. No tech addict is going to willingly choose to take those notifications away. So unless Apple can figure out a way to control my phone while driving without opt-in, then it's a win. The new iTunes App Store. The whole idea is to make it easier to find new apps, but based on the presentation that they gave, I don't think it's going to be any easier. The new HomePod is the digital speaker, music first, Siri second. HomePod is going to take on Sonos, Bose, Amazon Echo, Google Home with superior sound that also can read you the news, weather, and sports and tell you when your next calendar appointment is. Now, had Apple come out and said, this is the Siri speaker that happens to play music, I don't think anybody would have cared. So Apple's tack is to say, this is incredible music that also does Siri. That makes it a hit. I think that if Apple had really gone after the low end with Amazon and Google, it was a battle they were never going to win. Biggest, best news for consumers is Amazon Entertainment coming to Apple TV. That's a big win for all of us. Why shouldn't it be there? There are great shows like Goliath and Transparent and I Love Dick, and I'd like to see them on Apple TV. Now, that's my list of the hits and misses from the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference. What's yours? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Don't forget, you can always listen to the Talking Tech podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and wherever else you'd like to hear great online audio. Please subscribe to the show. Love the show, hate the show. I'd love to hear from you either way. Please leave a comment on our Apple Podcast page. And thanks, as always, for listening.